It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Turkey's probably today be leftovers.
Oh yeah.
Still, that's okay.
It's better than nothing.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yep.
Today's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Illinois, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Looking out for today, Mount Carmel always been a strong team in past years. Made it to super sectionals back-to-back years, and then went to state their first year going. They had Rager, Doan, Golden, Justin Carpenter, and
Marcotte.
Yeah. And they made it all the way to state and got second against a Chicago Ore team, where it came down to the final buzzer beater, I believe. And then Red Hill, always a strong coming back team. You never know what you're going to expect with Red Hill. But as we saw in the Sisney game that they got the win over there, I forget the score. I believe they won by 20, I believe it was.
60-37.
Yeah. So they got the win there and started off a little slow, but really came back and kind of started picking up on what Sisney was – what their game plan was, and just started making steals left and right and getting good plays.
Well, especially in that smaller gym at Sisney, you know, the three-point line and the out-of-bounds line, like I said, if you're trying to take a three-pointer from the corner, couldn't have big feet because you'd be standing out-of-bounds. I'm looking down here how much more room there is from the edge of the three-point line to the out-of-bounds line. You've got about, 2.5-3 feet there, looks like, whereas you're almost on top of it. At Sisney, and Red Hill got called a couple times for, you know, getting the ball in the corner there and being out of bounds. And I think Sisney did a couple times too. So back to, I would say, a regular-sized floor. And Red Hill has one game under the belt, so Coach Havel has a little bit better idea. You know, he's got a little bit of game experience, and especially for somebody like Nathan Worth, who really never played much varsity.
Yeah, and I was talking to Mount Carmel's radio guys over there across the way, and they're going to be without Appleby for the next couple of weeks as he sustained an injury of a sprained ankle early on this week in practice.
Yeah, Caleb, 6'5", sophomore. He was the quarterback for football for the Aces this year. But he'd be a big part. But, you know, that's the thing is, you get four games in here, you can utilize your bench without having some kids playing in a JV contest, and they'd much rather have him, you know, for the regular season and postseason. So, you know, that's what we're looking forward to. They're going to look forward to as that season progresses.
And as we see the Salukis coming off the floor, we see Landon Ray back out there. Good to see him back. Hopefully we'll see him in the lineup here today and possibly tomorrow. So got a lot of basketball. We'll go ahead and send it back for word from our pregame sponsors, and we'll be right back. This is Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
And that was a word from our pregame sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. And as we are awaiting both teams to come back out, Rob, Mount Carmel, they've mostly in past years been kind of started out in a man-to-man defense for the whole first half. And then they kind of depending on what the game plan for the other team is, they'll break away to like a 2-3 zone or maybe a 3-2 almost, and they're not afraid to go full court pressure the whole game either.
Right. And when they had Carpenter and Marcotte, when they went to a zone, you know, they had that 6-7, 6-8 inside there where they could clog the middle and force you to shoot outside. And if you missed, they had those two big boys along with some others that could gather in the rebound, so that made it difficult. But they played usually play a lot of man-to-man, and their guards, I think, are pretty quick, and they're good-sized kids. I mean, well-built, too. You know, they're not 6'2", 150 pounds. They're 6'2", like 180, 185. So.
Yeah, and a couple of kids that have come off of those state running teams, Brett Doan and Austin Rager, both played on that, and both of those boys, they're diverse all over the floor. They can shoot the threes. Brett Doan especially, he's not afraid to pull up from half court, basically. He's an avid three-point shooter. And Austin Rager, he can get up and down the floor quick. So Red Hill's going to kind of have to watch that a little bit. They're going to have to extend their defense out. Not too far, but they're going to have to lock down Brett Doan and Austin Rager a little bit heavier.
Red Hill started out of that man-to-man against Sisney. And they got a little bit of foul trouble with that. I think they were over anxious and being a little bit too aggressive defensively. They got a little bit of foul trouble. They went to that 1-3-1 zone trap kind of things. And that smaller gym, it really made an effect on Sisney, which is a young team. I don't know if it'd have as much effect on a Mount Carmel team. But if you force them to shoot outside, you know, that's what you're trying to do, and hopefully get a hand in their face and maybe miss a few shots. Because I think rebounding is going to be one of the big keys, because even though Red Hill's got a little bit of size, they're not, I don't think, quite as physical, at least looking at Mount Carmel, is like under the boards.
Yeah, and with Appleby away, like you said, a 6'5 kid, their Mount Carmel's main height right there is gone.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of both ways on that, and you never know. You get little guys in there, and We've seen the little guys come down away with the rebounds. So, I mean, Connor McKinney, he's been all over the boards, too. So,
and, you know, Drew Moore can jump real well, so he's even at 5'11". But Nathan Worth at 6'6", 6'3 for Drake Allen. When Landon Ray's in there, he's 6'2". And then Parker Havel is a 6'1", and he does a pretty good job in there. But they've got to hold them to one shot. Defensive rebounding, I think, is going to be one of the big keys in this one.
It will. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with tip-off. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking, available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It.
Support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We're here at the Red Hill site for the basketball 30 years for the Capital Classic now. It's been going on since 1988, well before I was born.
And that was about the first year I started doing some of these games 30 years ago, so that shows your youth and my age.
Yep. And we appreciate the Chamber of Commerce for putting this on, a great kind of showcase tournament for all teams that show up and participate, and good basketball all the way around. And I will go ahead and send it over to you, Rob, for the starting lineups.
Well, the Salukis are going to be the visitors today in this game. They're wearing their blue uniforms with the red numerals and lettering. And Parker Havel, a 6'1 senior. Connor McKinney, a 5'10, 5'11 senior. Drew Moore, 5'11 senior. And a junior, Nathan Worth, at 6'6. And you come to the sophomore, Drake Allen, who's at 6'3. The Salukis 1-0, coached by Brian Havel.
And we're thankful to have Drake Allen back, as he had complications in football, and we were able to see him back before the end of the
season.
Right,
I think he played some defensive back, especially because he had been the quarterback for the first four games, I believe it was, but now back and looking like healthy and recovered from that appendectomy.
And we will go ahead and hear from the home team's starting lineup here.
And I think the lineup, they'll go with, we mentioned one player, Bo Stipp. He's a sophomore at 5'10". Brett Doan, a senior at 6'2", one that had been in the state tournament before. Another senior, Austin Rigger, at 6'3". Luke Gould, he's a senior, 6 foot. And Luke Laws, a 6'2 freshman. Remember his brother Levi several years ago. Very good ball player. And I think his first varsity game was against the Red Hill at Mount Carmel. He scored about 30 points in that game.
Oh, yeah. And before I started my broadcasting career here with Waco, I was helping out with Wabash Valley College. They covered all the Mount Carmel games. And I think it was either last year or the year before whenever Bo was on the floor with his brother Braden.
Yeah.
It was kind of hard to keep them two straight because on JV, Bo was number three, and then on varsity, his brother was number three. So it was kind of hard to keep the two straight.
But it's worse when you have twins, or if you have several trouble playing with three players with all the same last name. I mean, I've seen that before too. Not necessarily related, but the same last name.
Oh yeah, it gets rough.
I remember one of the first years we did this with the girls. We had Mandy Cunningham, Mary Martha Cunningham, and Monica Cunningham, two sisters and then a cousin. So you know, use first names.
Yep. All right, it's that time, tip-off time. Tipping off for Red Hill is Nathan Worth and Austin Rager for Mount Carmel. Rager gets the tip, tips it back to Bo Stipp. Stipp will bring it across the timeline, guarded there by Connor McKinney. He dribbles, picks it up. Connor McKinney tips it away, tipped around, and Nathan Worth finally comes away with it with the steal, gets it out to Drew Moore. He's going to dribble the right side, gets it to McKinney.
Looks like man-to-man.
Both ways. Drew Moore with it on the left side up top to Havel. Havel gets it over the right side to McKinney. Pulls up for three. No good off the mark. Rager comes away with the rebound quickly up the floor. Stopped up there by Drew Moore. He's going to drive baseline. Spin move. Puts up the layup. No good off the back of the rim. Batted around and a foul called there on the floor. Or it was on a shot. That is going to go against, I believe it might have been Drake Allen.
Yes.
It was Drake Allen, first one on him, first for the team. Ball inbounded there by Stipp.
It was on the rebound, so.
Rager goes up strong, got it to fall. Drew Moore quickly getting up the floor, kind of trying to control the game fast pace here, tries to go baseline, picks it up in the corner, gets it to Drake Allen with the help. He's going to dribble up top, gets it to McKinney out near the volleyball line. Drew Moore on the right wing.
Lovely was going to take that three, but he didn't. Here's Havel.
Havel's going to drive the line, go up strong, no good, but fouled on the shot. He will go to the line for two.
Well, one thing in today's game, we can see on the scoreboard there, the foul situation was Sisney had one, but we were on the stage and it was behind us. So
that foul goes against number 33, Luke Gold, as Havel hits his first one. Just under a minute gone off the clock here in the first period, 2-1 in favor of the Aces. Havel, a great free throw shooter here, as his second one is on the way. Got them both to go, 2 for 2 at the line. Stipp, the point man here today, brings it across the timeline. Look for a screen right, gets it to Gould on the left side. Rager down low, tries to drive the lane, and a travel called.
Looked like Moore had good defense on him, and Drew kind of fell down, and the Mount Carmel player kind of turned around and wasn't anybody there, and he stumbled and dropped for the traveler, second turnover.
Trying to draw the charge there. Drew Moore kind of directing traffic, gets a screen from Allen, pulls up from it just inside the three-point line, got it to fall. Drew Moore with his first two on the day, 4-2 in favor of the Salukis. Rager with it now over to the left side to Gould. Gould with it, guarded there by Allen, and a foul called.
That's going to be two on Drake.
Allen's second one today.
He shot too close there.
Two quick ones for Allen as Coach Havel will go to the bench and bring in number 24, Josh Henry. He is a 6-foot junior. Henry, also playing football. He was a great running back for the Salukis. Doan gets it into Rager, down low, takes a dribble, right up underneath the basket, goes up strong, got it to fall. Moore with it, quickly getting up the court. He's going to drive to the right side, hands it off to Havel. Havel's going to drive the lane, go up strong, no good, off the back of the rim, but he will be at the line to shoot two.
He draws another foul, so he'll go to the foul line again.
That foul was on number three, Bo Stipp, his first, team second. Havel back at the line, got the first one to go, three for three so far now. Havel gets set to shoot his second shot here. On the way, in and out, no good. Rager comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Bo Stipp, slowly bringing it across the timeline. Left side to Gould. Gould looking inside, gets it to Doan. Doan swinging around to the right. Gets it back over. Bo Stipp with it now on the left. He's going to drive back up to the top to Doan. Doan out near the volleyball line. Eyed the three. He's going to drive the lane, put up a three-footer. No good. Worth comes away. Havel on the breakaway. He's going to drive inside. Dumps it out to Moore. Just inside the three-point line. Circles around. No good. Stipp comes away with the ball. He's going to drive up court. Gets it to Rager in the corner. Rager guarded there by Drew Moore. Trying to fake him out. He's going to drive left. Gets it up top to Gould. Gould over to Doan now. Doan not afraid to shoot the three. Havel on him nice and close. Hands off to Stipp. Stipp driving the left side. He's going to go back up top to Doan. Doan wide open. Goes for three. No good off the mark. Worth comes away with the rebound. Outlets to McKinney. McKinney brings it up the court. He's going to drive left side. He's going to try and go all the way. Dumps it out to Henry. Henry off back and forth with Havel. Henry's going to bring it back up top. Get it to McKinney. McKinney dumps it out to Moore in the left corner. Back up top to Henry. Henry pulls up for three. No good off the rim. Stipp comes away with the rebound. He's going to look left side to Gould. Gould looks inside. Nobody there for Laws as he was intended the pass for.
He was looking one way, and then when he saw the pass, it was too late. Third turnover for Mount Carmel.
So rough start for Mount Carmel now. Coach Tim Buss over there, a little frustrated. Sorry, Tyler Buss.
Tyler, yeah. There's too many buses there.
Way too many buses. Moore with it. He's going to hand it off to McKinney on the left side. He's going to bring it back out top near the volleyball line. Double screen there. He's going to hand it off to Havel, who's going to bring it back up top, trying to shake up this Mount Carmel defense. Henry goes down, breaks in through the lane, but loses control. Goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Carmel basketball.
First turnover for the Salukis.
Checking into the game for Luke Laws is number 24, Aiden Gill, a 5'7 junior. Stipp, the point man. Not too much height out there. Looks like a... Only three Mount Carmel players have got the height. That's Gould, Rager, and Doan. Stipp is at 5'10". Stipp dribbling around with the ball. He tries to drive the lane. Doan with it now up top. He drives inside. Dumps it back out to Rager. Rager trying to break through a couple of defenders in there. Pulls it back up. He's out near the volleyball line now. Dumps it over to Gill. Gill with it out there now. He's going to dump it down in the left corner to Gould. Gould back up top to Doan. Doan and Gould going back and forth, guarded there by Worth. He's going to cross-court pass. Doan tried to dump it down low there to Rager and throws it right out of bounds. Checking into the game for Red Hill is Cameron Ray. Comes in for Josh Henry. Coach Havel getting playing time to all his players in there. Havel bringing the ball up slowly. Moore with it now on the right wing. Worth now up top. Pump fakes. Passes off to McKinney. McKinney's going to bring it back up top, get it to Havel. Havel down low to Ray. Ray goes up strong, no good. Gill comes away with it. Outlets there to Stipp. Ray sneaking in back there along the baseline.
Just shot it, rushed it a little bit, and shot it too hard over the basket.
Stipp with it out now, trying to direct traffic. Gets it over to Gould. Back up top to Doan. Out near the volleyball line. Pulls up for three off the front of the rim. No good. Moore comes away with the rebound. He's going to bring it up court. Gets across timeline. Down low to Worth. Worth goes up strong for two. Score now 7-4 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 3:15 left to go here in the first quarter.
Nathan just beat him down the floor.
Wide open shot. Moore saw it. Got low. Stipp bobbles the ball and tipped off of Havel is what the call is as it goes out of bounds. Coach Havel not happy with the call. Doan will take it out of bounds, looking for an open man there. Everybody guarded well. McKinney almost got it away, but Gill got it. Passed it off to Stipp. Stipp drives the lane. No good as he overshot it. And Havel got the rebound but knocked away. Doan comes up with it and bobbles it out of bounds after the shot, and it will be Saluki basketball. So two quick turnovers, ends up with the Salukis having the basketball. McKinney will bring it up the floor this time. Gets it across the timeline, passes off to Moore, right wing. Moore eyes the three. He's going to drive baseline, pulls up from 8 foot out. Got it to go. Moore with 4 points so far. Stipp bringing it up the court slowly against Connor McKinney. Stipp dumps it off to Rager on the right side. He's going to try and go baseline, guarded there by Havel. And a foul called on the floor. Foul is going to go against number 10, Parker Havel.
His first and team third.
Rager will take it out of bounds. Moore guarding him there. Gets it into Doan. Doan back to Rager. Rager double teamed there by McKinney and Moore. He's trying to get in through the traffic. Goes up strong to the basket. Got it to fall. Moore is going to bring it up the court quickly.
Rager has all six from Mount Carmel.
Score 9-6 with 2:13 left to go. McKinney out. Passes it down to Havel now on the left side. Havel looking inside. Gets it to Cameron Ray. Ray's going to dribble right side to Moore. Moore with it now. Looking for help. Gets it to McKinney. Down into the corner to Havel. Havel looking for help. Mount Carmel shutting down the lane inside there. Havel brings it back out. Passes to McKinney off to the left side. Moore squeezing through the lane there. He's pump faking, eyes the three, passes off to Worth. Worth over to Havel, back quickly to Moore for three. No good off the front of the rim. Rager comes away with the rebound, gets it up court quickly to Gould. Gould pulls up for three now, got it to fall. And Coach Tyler Buss wants a quick timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. 9-9 the score as we look the best way express scoreboard. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Today's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital.
That three-pointer by Gould, first three-pointer by either team today.
Havel with it. He's going to bring it up the court now after that three-point. Both teams tried for three-pointers so far, but that was the first one to fall. Moore with it now, and a foul called on the floor quickly. That foul is going to go against number 24, Aiden Gill, his first, team's third.
Moore tried to dribble past him towards the lane, and Gill was called for the hold.
McKinney passes off to Cameron Ray, who pulls up from way downtown. No good off the side of the rim. Bo Stipp comes away with the rebound. He's going to quickly get it up the court. Passes off to Rager up top, over to Gill on the left side. Tries to go down low. Havel tries to come away with it. Up top to Doan now. Doan pump fakes, tries to drive the lane, no foul called. Cameron Ray goes for the ball, knocks it away to Nathan Worth. Worth gets it off to Drew Moore, up to Havel. Havel coming up, dumps it off to McKinney, who eyed the three, is going to drive the lane now. Pulls up from just inside, no good, knocked around. Stipp comes away with it. Stipp's going to slow it up a little bit, try and get a play called in here against Connor McKinney. Dumps it off to Gill. Gill down into Rager. Rager's going to drive the lane. Goes up. Little Euro step in there. No good. Drew Moore with it up now up the court. Goes up strong. No good. Knocked around. And a foul called on the floor. That foul will go against Mount Carmel.
Red Hill, I think. It's Cameron Ray.
Yep. Goes against Cameron Ray. His first, team's fourth.
26.7 to go in the quarter.
Mount Carmel will probably try and go for the last second shot here. Stiff's going to slowly dribble the ball up the court now. Getting it across the timeline. He will dribble out near midcourt. Guarded there by Connor McKinney. Makes a move. 12 left on the clock. Gets it to Rager on the right wing. Rager up top to Gill. Gill over to Stipp. Stipp looking inside. He's going to get up top to Doan. Doan pump fakes. He's going to drive the lane. Knocked away. Drew Moore and a whistle blown.
I think a foul on, I think, is it Cameron Ray?
And it will go against number 11, or no, 1-1 is against Cameron Ray, his second.
It must be a two-shot foul because it's only the 15th foul.
So two shots for Brett Doan. He will go to the line. First one on the way. Got it to go. Nothing but net there. Checking back into the game for Mount Carmel as Rager and Stipp leave the game is Luke Laws. And also making his first appearance, number 40, Noah Martin, 6'1 freshman. So a couple freshmen out there on the floor for Mount Carmel. And as the whistle blown, no shot. Laws left the line
that's
early.
Six turnovers from Mount Carmel. 1.8 to go, so.
10-9 with 1 second. McKinney gets the inbound, pulls up from the other side of the court, off the top of the basketball goal. As the first quarter expires, as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Golden Aces lead it 10-9. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
What bank is paying you 2.82% APY on a 30-month CD? Citizens National Bank of Albion, that's who. Does your bank? Visit our customer service representatives today in Albion, Olney, Crossville, Mount Airy, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville for more details. Annual percentage yield effective as of October 2nd, 2018. Penalty may apply for early withdrawal. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as Red Hill will start the second quarter of play with the basketball. They're going left to right from our point of view, kind of.
To the south end of the gym.
McKinney with it now. Pulls up from just inside the volleyball line. No good. Off the rim. I believe that was Martin came away with the ball. Outlets there to Stipp. Stipp over to Gould on the left side. Gould's going to drive left. He hands off to Rager there. Rager going to bring it back out top. Set something up here. He's going to try and dribble off of Havel. Passes off to Martin. Martin with it now gets it down low into Rager. Rager looking to drive into the lane. Hands it off to Stipp. Stipp pump fakes. Drives the lane. Goes up for a right-handed layup. Got it to go. Clear lane. He saw it. He took it. McKinney passes off right side to Moore. Moore gets it back cross court to McKinney. Down to Havel. Havel dumps it baseline to Allen. Allen's going to drive right. Get it out to Worth. Worth to Moore. Moore pulls up from the top of the key off the spring box. No good. Rebound comes away to Stipp. Stipp dumps it off to Doan. Doan pulls up for three. Got it to fall. Threes are falling here now. 15-9. 6-point lead for the Aces.
And they scored the last 11 points. Red Hill had been ahead 9-4.
McKinney with it now. He's going to try for three again. No good off the front of the rim. Rager comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Stipp. Stipp gets it across the timeline. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Doan. Doan guarded there by Havel. He drives left side, picks up his dribble. He's up top to Gould. Gould looking for help, gets it in form of Stipp. Stipp is going to dribble left side. Stopped there by Drake Allen. Gets it to Doan, pulls up from the volleyball line, gets it to go. Back-to-back threes there for Brett Doan. And Coach Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. The score 18-9 in favor of the Aces. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball right here on The Legend.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Saluki's coming out of that timeout with the basketball now. Down by 9. Something's got to change here against this Mount Carmel defense.
Well, Mount Carmel was 3-4-11 the first quarter. They're 3-3 this quarter, so they're 7-14. They're up to 50%.
McKinney with it on the left wing. Gets it down low into Allen in the corner. Back up top to Drew Moore. Drew Moore looking inside, gets across court to McKinney. Wide open from three on the right corner. No good. Nathan Worth comes away with the rebound. Put back is good. 18-11 now with 5:55 left to go here in the first half. Stipp's going to slow it up a little bit, get it across the timeline now. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Doan. Doan's driving left side against Allen. No good. Put back there by Gould is good. And a technical foul? Is that,
I don't know.
Is that,
I can't tell.
I think the ref teed somebody up over here on the Mount Carmel side.
I think it is, yeah.
Teed up Brett Doan.
For an elbow, I guess. So it's his first foul. It'll be two shots for Red Hill and the basketball.
Not sure what he saw there.
I think he said something about his elbow or something. That maybe
may have been a late call when he had the basketball there. Not for certain, or it came after Gould had the putback, because so far they are counting the bucket.
Yeah, because the whistle was after the basket. So
Drew Moore will go to the line to shoot the two free throws. Mount Carmel up 22-11 with 5:41 to go. Drew Moore, first one on the way, off the front of the rim, no good. He will go to the line for the second shot here. Dribbles a couple times, second one up, and got it to fall. So Drew Moore, one of two there at the line.
That was 5 points.
Salukis will have the basketball from midcourt. Drake Allen will take it out of bounds. Waiting for somebody to move here. Havel finally moves, gets the basketball. Passes over the left side to McKinney. McKinney back to Worth. He pulls up for three. Got it to fall. Nathan Worth fanning himself off. He's on fire now. 20-15. Salukis pull within five.
Nathan, that was seven. He only had done it two the other night against
Martin with the ball. Passes up to Doan. Cross court to Gould. Gould dribbles up, tries to go for the three, no good. Stipp with it now to the right side to Martin. Martin back up top to Doan, who pulls up for three, no good off the spring box. Rager goes up strong, knocked away. Allen comes away with the steal. Up quickly to Havel. Havel goes up from 3 foot. McKinney comes away with the rebound, tries to go up. Worth comes away with it. Stolen away there by Mount Carmel. Rager with the ball now. Outlets there to Stipp. Stipp moving it up quickly. He's going to cross up McKinney. Gets over to Rager, who's going to pull up for three. No good. Allen comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Moore. He gets it up court quickly to McKinney. McKinney pulls up, pump fakes. Gets it over to Havel. Havel to Worth. Worth passes off to Moore. Gets the screen from Worth. He's going to pull up from three on the right side. Got it to fall. Salukis getting it going here now in the second half with 4:25 to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 2-point difference, 20-18 in favor of the Golden Aces. Stipp with it now on the left side, gets a screen from Rager. Stipp picks up his dribble, passes off to Doan. Doan down low to Rager, and a blocking foul called on Parker Havel.
Me too on Parker.
So, second foul on Havel. Foul is on the floor. That is Saluki's sixth team foul here in the first half. One more and bonus for the Aces. Rager gets the inbound just under the basket. Tries to go up. Blocked there. Put back by himself. No good as it rolls off the spring box. Rebound comes to Drew Moore as he gets it up the court. Passes off to Nathan Worth. Nathan Worth dribbles back out. Gets it up top to Moore. McKinney with it now on the right side. He's going to pass over to Worth near the volleyball line. Back over to Havel. Havel looking inside. He's going to drive the lane. Knocked away there by Martin and a foul called.
That's on Havel. That'll be his third.
That is on Parker Havel yet again.
Ball got knocked away from him and he reached to get it back and picked up his third foul. So
three quick ones.
Josh. He's got three out of four from the free throw line.
So Martin to the free throw line. Got to hit the first to earn the second as the first one on the way. No good. Rager comes away with the rebound. Put back. Blocked by Nathan Worth, but a foul called. And Rager will go to the line to shoot two. So that foul on Nathan Worth, his third. I thought it was
Drake,
his first.
Drake Allen.
Oh, Drake Allen.
His third.
So two Salukis with three fouls. Rager hits the first one. checking in the game is Cameron Ray, as he will come in for Drake Allen. Also, Luke Law is checking in for Mount Carmel. A couple of fresh jerseys in there. Rager gets set for a second one on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Laws comes away with the rebound, gets it back to Rager. Knocked away, wide open shot, gets it to fall. 23-18, 3.5 to go here in the first half. Moore with it now across the timeline. He's looking inside, looking for a screen. Doesn't take it. He's going to pick it up, pass it back out to Worth. Worth over to McKinney, cross court. McKinney back to Moore. Moore on the right wing. He's going to dribble out near the timeline. Guarded there by Luke Laws. He's going to drive the lane. Go up strong from the free throw line. No good. Rager goes up for it high. He's going to bring it up court himself. Gets across the timeline. Drives strong in through the lane. And a charge called on Austin Rager. Drew Moore was able to plant his feet and draw the foul. It's Rager's first foul. Team's fifth. McKinney, the point man, up the floor this time. Going to slow it up, get it over to Moore on the left. Down low to Cameron Ray. Ray's going to bring it back up top, over to Henry. Henry's going to dribble back left, get it to Worth. Worth on the left wing, cross court up to McKinney. McKinney's going to drive the lane, dump it down low into Henry. Henry goes up, no good. Knocked out of bounds, saved there by Doan, who gets it back into Stipp. Coach Buss telling him to slow it up just a little bit as we look over and see Landon Ray getting set to check in. Rager with it now on the right wing. Back up top, swings it around to Stipp. Rager wide open, loses control of the ball on the way up. Out of bounds.
That was one of those, I would call it an unforced turnover. Just tried to go fast. He didn't have a good handle on it. So.
And Landon Ray checking in for Josh Henry there. Both the Ray boys in. Yeah. Going to have to use those first names.
First appearance for Landon this year.
Drew Moore gets it up to Landon Ray. Landon with it, gets it up top to his brother Cameron. Cameron off to Worth. Worth back over to McKinney. McKinney up top, dribbles left, gets over to Cameron. Cameron pulls up for three, off the rim, no good. Ball careens away to Stipp. Stipp gets it up floor quick, down low into Laws. Laws goes up and a foul called. And that foul is going to go against Mount Carmel.
Is it a foul or is it just out of bounds?
It looks like it just went out of bounds. Must have stepped out of bounds first. Yeah. And referee saw it and blew the whistle. Quick turnover there for Mount Carmel with two left to go here in the first half.
I've got 9 turnovers for Mount Carmel and 2 for Red Hill. So
Moore with it, dumps it down low into Worth. Worth goes up for it. No foul called as ball is blocked. Doan comes away with it. Outlets there to Stipp. Stipp gets across the timeline, guarded by McKinney. Stipp's going to drive left side. Knocked away there by McKinney. Ray on the floor with it. Jump ball there. Landon Ray and Bo Stipp tied up.
They're going to get Mount Carmel the basketball. But if that holds, then Red Hill would have the ball to start the second half. So trade off there a little bit maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Doan will inbound it for the Aces. Gets it into Rager. Back to Doan in the corner. Pulls up for three. No good off the back of the rim. Landon taps the ball to his brother, Cameron. Moore with it now on the right wing across the timeline. He's going to dribble, pass it down low into Worth. Worth back to Moore. Moore over to Landon to Cameron on the left corner. Cameron back up top to McKinney. He pump fakes, drives the lane, pulls up from 5 foot out. Got it to go. Salukis pull within 3 now of the Aces, 23-20. 1:05 left to go here in the first half. Stipp slowing it up a little bit. Passes off to Gould. Gould looking for help. Gets it to Doan. Doan guarded there by McKinney. Doan back to Gould. Gould on the left wing. Dumps it down low into Rager. Rager trying to cross up there. Knocked away to Laws. Laws goes up for a strong 2. Got it to go.
Yeah, they got the double team there. And they were able to kick it off to Laws.
43 seconds left to go. Moore passes off to McKinney. McKinney's going to dribble out near the volleyball line. Pass off to Landon. Landon down low to Cameron. Back and forth there between the Ray boys. Back up top to Moore. Moore's going to hold it with 30 seconds left to go. Salukis probably looking to take the last second shot here.
I think by this time they would, yes.
McKinney with it now. Out near the timeline. He's going to dribble to the Saluki head. Pass it off to Moore. 15 left on the clock. Moore's going to put it on the floor. Tapped away there. He got it back. Tries to pull up as he was going to pass off. Knocked out of bounds there by Mount Carmel. Salukis will have it under their own goal.
With 5.6 seconds to go. Chance to get within three or two.
Coach Buss going to the bench there. Checking into the game for Bo Stipp is number 10, Trenton Wilkinson. Also coming in is number 25, Brock Plasman. McKinney inbounding it, gets it into Cameron Ray. He's going to pull up from 10 foot out, no good. Plasman gets the rebound, passes off to Wilkinson, and no final shot there by the Golden Aces. So as time expires here in the first half, Saluki's down by 5 against the Golden Aces, 25-20. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family friendly.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
So a little bit of a rough start to the first half of play here for the Salukis, down by 5, 25-20, as we go into the halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. So far, Salukis off to a pretty good start. They led the game there for a little bit, but kind of stayed neck and neck with Mount Carmel. But Mount Carmel just started, their offense just started clicking a little bit more and started hitting their threes and just driving the lane and penetrating that Saluki defense.
Well, the Salukis got off to a 9-4 lead, and they fell behind 10-9 at the end of the first quarter, and Mount Carmel scored the first 8 points of that second quarter, went up 18-9, so they had a 14-0 run. But Salukis got back within two at 20-18. They trailed by 5 at the half, so you know they've made a little bit of a run there, and they're in the ball game. But I don't say it was a lull there, but Mount Carmel hit 2 threes the beginning at the early part of the second quarter, and that stretched it out to a 5 or 6 point lead. Taking a look, one of the big differences, Mount Carmel has out-rebounded Red Hill 18-8, but the Salukis have committed only 3 turnovers and 9 for Mount Carmel. Shooting-wise, Red Hill is 7 of 23 from the field and 4 of 6 from the charity stripe. Mount Carmel 10 of 22 and 2 of 4 for Red Hill. Parker Havel has 3 points, 3 out of 4 from the field, or free throw line. He does have 3 fouls. Connor McKinney with 2 points. Nathan Worth with 7. 8 for Drew Moore. Drake Allen has yet to score. He has 3 fouls. Josh Henry, Cameron Ray, and Landon Ray have all played and not scored. From Mount Carmel, Bo Stipp has 5. Brett Doan, 4. Austin Rigger, 9. Luke Gould has 5. And 2 for Luke Laws. 1, 2, 3, 4, only 5 fouls against Mount Carmel. Red Hill had 8 fouls in the first half, so Mount Carmel did get to the bonus. But really, most of the free throws came on 2-shot fouls. But again, the Salukis trail 10-9 at the end of the first quarter and are down here at the half by a score of 25-20. Corner of the arrow, Red Hill will have the ball start second half, so that they can maybe try to cut into that lead here at the beginning.
And Red Hill kind of showed us on Monday night. They're a little bit more of a second half team. They kind of came out firing on all cylinders and were just able to kind of break down and see what Sisney was running and get a little bit more of a jump on the ball as they were passing off, because it looked like they were kind of running the same offensive unit as they were in the first half. But Mount Carmel, a little bit different of a team. They're a little bit more seasoned than what Sisney was, so it's hard telling what Coach Tyler Buss has in store for the Salukis here in the second half.
Well, I think, and if you take the first half of the Sisney game and this game, Red Hills played a much better first half against Mount Carmel than they did against Sisney. But again, I think the surroundings had something to do with it down there. But Mount Carmel, a much better team, a stronger team. And again, the rebounding 18-8 for Mount Carmel. So that's something that I think Coach Havill was concerned about coming into the game. And I know he will be tonight or tomorrow morning, especially when they play T-Town. But right now their concern is Mount Carmel. And nobody has more than one foul for the Golden Aces. Again, Red Hill, Parker, Havill, and Drake Allen each have three fouls. So we'll see how that plays out, who's in the ballgame to start the second half.
And not to jinx anything, Red Hill will have their hands full tomorrow against T-Town, as we were looking before the game. T-Town only has, surprisingly, one kid under 6 foot, which usually they don't. I mean, they're all 6 foot and all the way up to 6'7", and they're always a tough team to beat. So this tournament, they're always coming usually towards the championship, but they could have their hands full. Red Hill, a better basketball team than they were last year, it looks like. They're hitting a lot more shots. They're moving the ball a lot more. Mount Carmel down a couple of players, so they're going to be a tough team, but maybe not as competitive as they have been in previous years.
I mean, don't forget about Marshall tonight. The Marshall Lions, under a new head coach, they lost a few players, and they had one player that transferred to Casey. The Marcus Downs transferred to Casey. Playing basketball, they also played football. There was the quarterback for Casey this year. But so they lost a few players, but they do have some good returning players too. But second half is what's the concern for Red Hill now, as they trail 25-20.
All right, we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio. The halftime brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest, they leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Today's game brought to you by Citizens National Bank's Bridgeport Banking Center, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, and Casey State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. Both teams have returned to the floor. Just over a minute left to go as we kind of looking into the second half, Saluki's getting the ball up a little bit quicker up the floor, kind of trying to make those fast breaks and beat the Mount Carmel Golden Aces down the court. And as we saw, Nathan Worth was up the floor on a turnover there in the first half. Drew Moore saw it, beamed it up there real quick to him, and an easy quick 2 points. And Drew Moore making it down the floor quick as well and driving through the lane, breaking through some traffic, and getting up for two.
Well, that's what they Brian said they want to do. They want to play up-tempo. I mean, you want every time after every basket what teams are doing, and but they've got some quickness. So, but sometimes it's tough to get when you're trying to rebound against a taller team. When you get the rebound, you know, sometimes it's harder to get the ball up quicker because you're having to fight for the rebound a little bit more. But we'll see what happens here in the second half is what strategy that Brian Havel and Tyler Buss come up with for their teams. If they change anything, maybe status quo, because, I mean, it's not that you're getting either teams being beat by anything too badly, so go with and see what you have there.
And as the Salukis will start the second half with the basketball.
Starting five back out there.
Both sets of starting five out for both teams. It will be McKinney, Havel, Allen, Worth, and Moore, Stipp, Laws, Rager, Gould, and Doan for the Aces. Havel brings it across the timeline now. Ace is still in a man-to-man as he dumps it off to Allen. Back up top to Moore. Moore over to Havel. Cross court there to Moore. Moore's going to back it back out to Havel. Around the horn there to McKinney. McKinney dribbling out there. Guarded there by Gould. Off to Moore
now. Looks like
now.
Carmel, they're in a man-to-man. I thought they might have been in a zone, it looked like.
Moore to Havel. Havel looking inside. He's going to drive the lane. Go up strong. No good. Comes away to Allen. Allen goes up strong.
He's
underneath
fouled.
The basket. He will go to the free throw line to shoot two now. That foul is going to go against number 33, Gould, his second, first of the half, first team of the half. Allen's first free throw on the way. Off the rim, no good.
Well, Drake had a little problem Tuesday night, I think, shooting free throws.
So free throws could be a factor in this game today, 25-20. Second one on the way, rolls off the rim and in. 25-21 now. So look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Stipp will bring it up the court, off to Gould on the left wing. Gould back up to Laws, down low into Rager. Rager going up strong there against Moore, got it to fall.
And they got him posted up against Drew, and not much Drew could do that time.
McKinney with it now, he brings it back up top. Looking inside, gets to Worth. Worth looking to dump it. Nobody there. Gets to McKinney. McKinney pulls up for three.
I think it may have been partially blocked. No, it wasn't. It was just short.
Havel, Coach Havel looking for a tip there. Nothing there. Getting a little furious on the sideline. Mount Carmel, they're going to stay with that call. Mount Carmel basketball. Stipp brings it across the timeline. Guarded there by McKinney. Dumps it off. Down low into Rager now. Rager tries to pass over to Laws, knocked out of bounds there by Nathan Worth.
I'm kind of wondering, this, after the two possessions, if Mount Carmel is trying not to post up down low, because that's the second time they've tried to get the ball down underneath.
Stipp gets it into Doan up top of the key. He's going to drive the lane. No good. Called for travel. Coach Buss trying to explain what he was doing there. Mount Carmel, they're kind of known for trying to do that little Euro step, as they call it. And you can get called for traveling on it, too. And right there, as we saw, it just happened. Moore brings it across the timeline, gets it to Worth. Worth back up top to Havel. Havel swings it around to Moore on the right wing. Moore gets it in low to Allen. Allen spins off Rager. Blocked shot there. Rager comes away with the ball. He's going to get it up court quickly. Stopped there by Havel as he tried to knocked away there by McKinney as he tried to spin move. McKinney passes it up. Knocked away there by Rager again. As he gets the basketball back, passes off to Doan. Stipp now with it. He's going to slow it up a little bit. Gets it across the timeline. Tries to get a screen there. Off to Gould. Doan with it. Goes up strong inside as he posts up against Havel. Got it to fall 29-21 in favor of the Aces.
That equals her biggest lead. They had a 9-point lead in the first quarter, second quarter.
Allen with it now in the left corner. Looking inside for somebody. He's going to bring it back up top to Havel from the volleyball line. No good off the back of the rim. Gould gets the rebound. Outlets there to Stipp. Stipp's going to bring it up. Guarded there by McKinney. Passes off to Rager. Rager over to Gould on the left side. Back up top to Stipp. Stiff's going to slow it up. He's going to pass off to Doan on the right wing. Doan back up top to Gould. Gould around the horn there. Gould gets it back to Stiff. Stiff to Rager. Rager looking inside is going to drive the lane. And a foul called on the floor.
I think maybe that may be Drew Moore.
First team foul for the Salukis. First one on Drew Moore as well. Doan will be the inbound man here. Gets it into Stip quickly there. He's going to dribble back up top. Wide open lane. Passes off to Gould. Laws. Laws with the shot. No good. Moore comes away with the basketball. He's going to drive coast to coast. Goes up. Blocked shot there by Rager. Doan comes away with the rebound. He's going to pull up. Gets it to Stip just before the timeline. Gets it across. Dribbles out near the volleyball line there. Gets it off to Gould. Gould on the left corner. Back up top to Rager. Rager's going to cross up McKinney. Knocked away there by McKinney. Ball on the floor. Rager comes away with it. Passes off to Laws. No good on the shot. Allen comes away with the rebound. He gets it up the floor quickly. He's going to drive the lane coast to coast. Up and easy for a left-handed layup.
Nice move there by Drake Allen, taking it all the way.
Brings the lead. Cuts it back to 6. 29-23 with 4.5 to go. Stip with the basketball. He's going to dribble to the left side. He's going to get a screen there from Rager as Rager falls down through the lane, passes off to Doan. Doan's going to drive left side, dumps it over the head pass to Laws, and makes the easy layup. Nice no-looker pass there to Laws. Moore with it now up top to Worth. Worth pulls up for three, gets it to fall.
He's got two of them.
Worth with the two threes. Stiff with it. He's going to slow it up a little bit now. Lead cut to 5, 31-26. Stiff's going to dribble right to the top of the key. Passes off to Doan. Doan's going to try and answer back with three. No good off the rim. Moore goes up for the rebound. Passes up court to McKinney. Back to Worth. Worth pulls up for three again. Back to back for Nathan Worth. Three threes for Nathan Worth. 31-29. Cuts it to three now. Salukis coming back here. Rager passes over to Gould on the left side. Gould back up top to Doan. Doan to Stip on the right wing. He's looking inside. Gets it to Rager at the free throw line. Rager guarded there by Worth. And a travel called. He jumped before he put it on the floor.
That's 12 turnovers for Mount Carmel. Salukis have a chance to try or take the lead.
As Gould and Laws checks out of the game, coming in is number 40, Noah Martin, along with number 25, Brock Plasma. So Nathan Worth get on fire out here in the second half with two threes back-to-back. Moore bringing it up the court, gets it across the timeline. He's going to drive right side, gets it over to McKinney. McKinney to Allen on the left wing. He's going to drive in through the lane. He's going to try and put it up. Blocked there by Plasma on the floor, picks it up. Gets it outletted there to Stip. Stip gets it up court. He's going to slow it down out near the volleyball line now. Salukis still in their man-to-man defense. Stip picks it up, gets it to Rager. Rager passes off to Martin. Martin looking inside. Back up top to Rager. Rager looking to get some help there by Plasma. Passes, crosses up Allen, dribbles into the lane, and goes up for an easy two. Stip steps in front of the ball and gets a steal and fouled on the shot. Moore trying to push it out there. A long pass to McKinney, but Stip stepped right in front of it, stole it, and is fouled on the shot by Drew Moore. His second foul, team second, and Stip will go to the line to shoot two.
So, look, when Hill gets in with a couple of points, and Mount Carmel scores the next four or five.
Stip's first one, no good circles there. Around the rim, no good. He'll go to the line to shoot a second one. Referee's having a little talk with a couple players inside there. 2.5 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Second free throw is good. McKinney will bring the ball up the floor, 34-29 in favor of the Golden Aces. Drew Moore with it on the left wing now. He's going to dribble back out top, gets it to Havel. Havel eyed the three. He's going to drive the lane, put it up. No good off the rim. Allen goes up for the rebound, knocked around. Doan comes away with it. He's going to bring it up the court himself. Hands it off there to Stip. Stip eyeing Rager on the left side. He's going to dribble out near the Saluki head. Passes off to Martin. Martin up top to Plasma, down low into Rager. Rager double team. Doan left wide open. No good off the rim. Allen comes away with the rebound. Hands it off to Moore there as he brings it up the court quickly. Pulls it up. Gets it over to Havel. Havel cross-court pass to McKinney. McKinney brings it back up to Nathan Worth. He eyed the three. Yeah. He wanted to take it.
They came out a little bit closer on him that time.
Worth passed cross court to McKinney. McKinney's going to drive right side. Just finger roll up to the basket. Got it to fall. Cuts the lead back to three, 34-31 in favor of the Aces. 1.5 left to go on the clock here in the third quarter. Step direct in traffic. Passes off there to Martin. Martin double-teamed. And Coach Tyler Buss wants a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. It's a 30. We'll take one, too. 34-31 in favor of the Aces. We're back in 30. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Out of that timeout, 1:18 left to go on the clock here in the third quarter. Close game so far, 34-31. Nathan Worth having a phenomenal second half so far.
He's got 13 now.
Two back-to-back threes. Three in the game, I believe, too.
Yeah, he's the leading scorer for Red Hill. We'd believe he'd be the leading three-point shooter, too, right now.
Stiff with it just across the timeline. Tipped out of bounds there by McKinney as he was trying to pass off to Rager. So Aces with it now. Pass it into the backcourt to Bo Stipp. Stipp passes off to Rager on the right wing. Rager back up top to Plasma. Around the horn to Stipp. Down low into Rager as he snuck baseline. Goes up strong. Got it to fall. Moore getting up court quickly. He gets it across the timeline. Passes off to Havel. Havel crosses up dome. And as he was looking to pass up to McKinney up top, nobody was there and called for travel. Today's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, and WTHI TV 10. Checking out of the game is Plasma. Back into the game is Luke Gold, number 33 for the Golden Aces. Stipp gets across the line, gets over to Gold on the left wing, back up top. Stipp looking to pass to Rager, passes it off to Gold again. He's going to try and drive the lane, no good. Back to Stipp, up to Doan now. Doan looking inside for a man. Nobody open. Gold puts it on the floor. Back up top to Stipp. Nathan Ward jumps up to double team. Pass off to Rager. Rager back up to Doan. Doan dribbles off of Havel. Passes it around. Stipp with it now. He's going to dribble back up top. Gets it over to Rager on the right wing. 8 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Stipp with it now on the left wing. Back up top to Doan. Doan dribbles, puts it on the floor, over to Gold. Gold puts up for three off the side of the rim, no good. As time expires, Golden Aces lead it by five over the Salukis, 36-31 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend. The Legend.
WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
A DLC media station.
Aces start the second half with the basketball. Rager on the right wing. Dribbles back up top. Picks up his dribble near the free throw line. Looking for help. Gets it in the form of Gold. Gold looking up top. Gets it over to Rager on the left wing. Gets it down low into Doan. Doan tries to drive baseline. Spin moves to it. Puts up a shot, no good. Allen comes away with the rebound. Drew Moore quickly up court to McKinney. Kenny down low into Allen. He spins into the lane, puts up a shot, got it to go. Quick 2 points there by Allen. First two of the fourth quarter here, 36-33. Saluki sticking right with it, not going away, knocking on the Aces' door. Gould with it on the left wing, up top to Martin. Martin tries to go low to Rager. Rager goes up strong against Moore, puts it up, gets it to go. Back to five. McKinney with it across the timeline. He's going to drive the lane, wide open. Puts it up, bounces around the rim, no good. Ball careens away. McKinney with it on the floor.
And a foul against Rager, I believe.
Rager, I believe that is his
second
foul. So ball will be out of bounds to the Salukis there.
Each team with just 2 second half fouls, so.
Havel will take it out of bounds. Looking for somebody open. Gets it into Drew Moore and
it's knocked away.
Knocked away there by Doan. Stiff comes away with it. He's going to bring it up across the timeline. Doan was standing right there waiting for Moore. Martin with it now. Passes off to Gould. Gould passes off to Doan on the right side. Gets it up top. Knocked away there by Drew Moore. He's going to break away. Go coast to coast. And blocked there by Rager.
They're calling.
And Rager will be teed up. So two fouls, I believe, on Rager back-to-back right there. Referees will talk it over. Moore was breaking away, and I believe they will call goaltending. And then they had technical on Austin Rager. So Havel will shoot the two.
They did not call goaltending, or did they? They haven't changed the scoreboard yet.
No score change, so no goaltending, just the foul on Rager, and then the technical foul, so he will have four fouls. Havel with the first one, got it to fall. 38-34 now the score.
That would have been big if they'd have counted the basket and goaltending.
Havel with the second one on the way, got it to fall. Got them both, 38-35.
He'll have the ball. That would have, if they could have had the basket, the foul, and the ball, you know, they could have been down just one with a chance to take a lead. I think Rager's going to come out.
Rager will check out.
He's got 17 points, 8 in the second half.
Luke Laws will check in for him. Look to see Rager with a few minutes left on the clock. Havel passes off to Allen on the left wing. Allen back up top to Moore. Over to Havel, pulls up for three. Got it to fall. Havel ties it back up, 38-38. Gets the last 5 points here so far in the fourth quarter. 6:15 to go now. Stip with it. Passes off to Gould. Gould looking inside. He's going to dribble back up top. Hand off to Stip. Stip's trying to cross up McKinney. Drives the lane. Gets it out. Gould with it in the corner. Pulls up. No good. Wallace comes away with the rebound and a foul called. That will go against the Salukis. Number 14, Connor McKinney.
His first, I believe.
Or no, they called it on number 20.
Okay. We don't have a 20 in there, so.
Nathan Worth would 20, be. So. Ball comes away. Drew Moore gets it. Nathan Worth picks it up across the timeline. Passes off to Havel. Havel with it now. McKinney with it out near the timeline. Is going to slow it up. Get a play in. Sets it up here now. Dribbling the ball. Guarded out there by Martin. Passes off to Moore. Moore looking for somebody inside. Passes up top to Havel. Havel now, he's going to put the ball on the floor in the corner to Moore. Pulls up for three. No good. Doan comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Stip. Coach Buss looking for them to push it up the floor. Gets it off to Doan. Doan puts it on the floor. Passes out to Martin, who's going to pull up three. No good. And as Nathan Worth went up to get the rebound, he's going to be called for over the back. Team fourth, his second. So two back-to-back fouls there on Nathan Worth with 5:17 left to go here in the game. Ball inbounded to Bo Stipp. He's going to drive baseline, goes up. No good on the shot. He gets his own rebound. Back out to Martin at the free throw line. No good. Allen comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Moore. Moore signals for McKinney to get it. He's going to slowly bring it across the timeline. Set something up here. Going to spread it out a little bit. Pulls up from the top of the key. Got it to fall. Salukis retake the lead for the first time again
since the first
in the game.
Quarter.
41-38 your score. Stipp slowly brings it across the timeline here. Gets a screen there from Laws. Left side now. Doan up top for three. Gets it to fall. Ties it back up. Coach Tyler Buss wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. The timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. We'll take a 30 timeout. We're back in 30. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
What a certain string of events here in the second half so far. Nathan Worth with back-to-back threes early on to get the momentum going for the Salukis, and then everything just firing off on all cylinders for him, and Rager getting two fouls back-to-back. He gets the foul on Drew Moore on the shot and then gets a technical foul, which sends Parker Havel to the line to shoot the two, and then Havel comes off of making those two free throws with a three to regain the lead.
And then McKinney hits a three.
That gets him back the lead.
Tied it at 38, and then McKinney's three put up right. But Donas tied it with a three from Al Carmel. So we got 4:35 to go. Tied at 41.
McKinney will bring the ball up the court here. Guarded there by Martin. He's going to dribble to the right side. Gets it off to Havel. Saying the wrong name. Havel with it now up top. He's going to direct traffic. Guarded there by Gould. Passes off to Moore. Moore's going to drive baseline. Puts up an eight-footer. No good. Plassman comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Stipp. Stipp brings it up the court, guarded there by Connor McKinney. Dribbling out near the Saluki head. Looking for some help inside. Passes off to Doan. Doan tries to drive baseline, spin moves into the lane, puts up no good. Nathan Worth comes away with the basketball. Passes out to Moore. Moore quickly up to McKinney. McKinney's going to slow it down. And a whistle called. Technical foul on Coach Tyler Buss. That is three technical fouls against the Mount Carmel Golden Aces so far this game.
Chance for two free throws and the ball, and Parker Havel will go to the line to shoot the two.
So Havel at the line to shoot two more free throws. Havel made his other two earlier. First one, got it to go. 42-41 now, puts
he's
him
now
up by one.
He's now 6 of 8 at the line, but this will be his fourth technical free throw today.
Second one, got them both to fall. Checking into the game for the Aces. Rager coming back in.
It seemed like when he picked up that foul and technical, when he went out, Mount Carmel kind of looked a little more disorganized.
3:48 left on the clock. Salukis have the basketball up by two now, 43-41. Kenny gets it off to Moore on the left wing. Dribbles back up top, gets over to Havel from downtown. No good off the back of the rim. Rager comes away with the rebound. He gets it up court. He's going to pull up right there on the right side.
Scoreboard stopped. I mean, it's still working, but the score's off of it, so that's
no big deal there. Nope. We still
clock
know
kicks.
It.
Yeah.
Rager with it on the right wing. Up top to Gould. Over to Stipp. Stipp looking inside. Gets it up top to Doan. He's going to drive all the way through the lane.
Call a foul.
And a foul called.
Yeah, it's back up there. At least the clock was running, so that's
five.
It's going to be a two-shot foul.
It's going to go against Drew Moore, his third, team's fifth. Doan will go to the line to shoot two. Doan gets set for his first one. On the way. Got it.
Nope. In and out.
In and out.
It was there, but then
it picked me out.
Yeah, well, it was going down, then decided to come back.
Back, McKinney back here with Rager and Stipp. Doan, second one. In and out, no good. Worth goes up strong for the rebound. Outlets there to Moore. Moore's going to slow the game down here. He's going to slowly bring it up the court. Guarded there by Stipp. He's going to go right side. Loses the ball. Out of bounds. And it will be turnover. Mount Carmel basketball as Bo Stipp was on him right there. Guarding him all the way up the court.
Lost,
tipped it out.
A little bit lost control of it, yeah.
Tried to run it down and just tapped it out of bounds as he tried to go to, I believe, McKinney there in the right corner. So Stipp will bring the ball up the court with 3 minutes left on the clock. Passes off to Gould. Gould down to Rager. Down low into Doan. Doan will try and go up strong there.
I thought he might have traveled, but he didn't.
Rager with the rebound now. Back down to Doan. Goes up strong. Ties it back up. Nathan Worth a little frustrated down there. Gets it into Havel. Havel slowly bringing it up the court. Gets it across the timeline. Allen with it now on the left wing. Looking inside for some help. Gets it up top to Drew Moore. Moore passes off to Havel. Havel back to Moore. Knocked away there by Stipp. Picked back up by Moore. Havel pulls up for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Rager. Rager's going to get the ball at the court quickly. He's going to drive the lane. Pass it out into the corner to Martin. Martin back up. Swings it around to Stipp. Stipp at the top of the key out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Gould. Gould eyed the three. Passes off to Martin. Martin swings it to Stipp on the right side. Back up top to Gould. Gould looking for somebody. Down into the corner to Martin. Martin's going to bring it back up top to Stipp. Stipp guarded there by McKinney. He tries to drive left side. Gets it off to Martin. Martin down low. Tried to pass it down. Stolen away by Nathan Worth.
He just dropped in front of him. It was kind of anticipated, it looked like.
McKinney bringing the ball up the court this time. Gets it across the timeline. Dribbling out near the midcourt. Guarded there by Rager. Gets it off to Moore. Moore looking inside. Gets it into Allen. Allen dribbles into the lane. Puts up a floater. Gets it to fall. Back up by two. 45-43 with 1:20 left to go here in the game. Stipp bringing the ball up the court. Passes off to Rager. Rager back to Stipp. Stipp with the ball now. Guarded by McKinney. Gets a screen there from Rager. Back into Stipp. Or Rager on the inside. Spins. Tries to spin into the lane. Ball on the floor. That foul will go against number 23, Drew Moore.
It'll be his fourth foul.
So four quick fouls here in the second half.
Not a one and one yet. Minute six to go. Red Hill up by two.
Rager will take the ball out of bounds for the Golden Aces. Gets it in to Doan. Knocked away by Havel. Stolen. Passes off to Worth. Gets it to McKinney. 1 minute left to go here in the game. 45-43 in favor of the Salukis.
Salukis will not be in the bonus on the next foul, so.
So passes off to Moore. Moore brings it back up top. Dribbles over to the right side and a foul called there. That foul will go against Bo Stipp, I believe. His second, team sixth. 48 seconds left to go.
So now both teams will be in the bonus remainder of the game.
Rager will check out of the game. Luke Laws will come into the game. Rager with four fouls. Coach Buss trying to get him out so he doesn't foul out, save him for offense. Allen will inbound the ball. Gets it into McKinney. McKinney out near the timeline. He's going to dribble out near the Saluki head. Guarded there by Martin. And another foul called against Luke Laws. So McKinney will go to the line to shoot bonus.
First attempt. Connor's first time at the line. He has 6 points. No, 7 points.
Laws will check back out of the game. Rager back in for offense. McKinney got to hit the first one to earn the second. Gets set to shoot it. First one on the way. No good. Creams away. Allen comes away with rebound. Outlets to Moore out near the half-court line. Moore with it. He's dribbling around out there. Hands off to Havel. Havel back up top. Guarded there by Doan. He's going to get it to McKinney. McKinney's going to bring it back up top. 25 seconds left to go.
Foul.
And a foul there. McKinney will go back to the line to shoot bonus.
I think that was on
Noah Martin, I believe.
I believe so.
His first, team's eighth.
So
Rager was kind of out there trying to guard the ball too, but obviously can't get a foul there. Coach Buss counting on him. McKinney's first one, got it to fall. Score now 46-43, 25 and a half left to go. 3-point lead for the Salukis. McKinney gets the second one. McKinney gets set to shoot his second here. On the way. Gets them both. Coach Havel wants a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one with you as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 47-43 with 25 to go. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank.
KZ State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at the Red Hill site for the Capital Classic. 25 and a half left to go here in the game. Coming off of Parker Havel bonus shot, puts him up 47-43. Salukis have been pulling away all game long here in the second half. They just staying neck and neck with the Aces.
They were down 36-31 going the fourth quarter. They fell behind. It was still 5 points at 38-33, but they tied it at 38, went ahead 41-38, and it's been seesawed back and forth. But the Salukis lead by four now with 25 and a half seconds to go.
Connor McKinney steps up, guarding Stipp there, follows him up all the way. Doan with it now at the top of the key, gets in and low to Rager. Rager goes up strong and fouled on the shot.
By Worth. But make him go to shoot the free throws with 17.3. At least he didn't score the basket.
Rager will go to the line to shoot two, down 47-43 with 17.3 left on the clock.
Rager's one of two.
Rager's first one on the way. No good off the back of the rim. Checking into the game for the Aces, number 24 and number 10, Trenton Wilkinson and Aiden Gill. Aiden coming in for Rager. So he will stay over there. Martin checked out of the game. Rager's second one on the way. Got it to fall. So Gill will come in for Rager. Also checking in, number 12, Satchel Patberg, 5'11 junior, his first time out on the floor today. Inbounding the ball will be Connor McKinney.
Don't have fouls on them, so they're going to.
McKinney will get it into Havel across the timeline, and a foul quickly called. Havel will go to the line to shoot one and one.
It's just one and one, 19 foul, so.
14 seconds left on the clock. Rager coming back in, Gould as well, along with Martin. Coach Buss's strategy always, if they got a lot of fouls, take them out on defense and put them back in on offense. 47-44, Havel to the line. First one on the way. Got it to go. He gets the second. Lead still by four, 48-44 now. Aces looking to drive down the court and hoping to get a foul on the shot. Second one. Got it to fall. 49-44, 14 seconds left. Doan with it. Rager back with it now.
They're not going that fast, are they?
Hits across time and drives the lane. And a foul call.
They're going to count the basket, too.
Counts the basket. Looked like he traveled.
I did, too.
Called for the foul and, for some reason, counts the basket as he blew the whistle before the shot was ever off.
Yeah, and that's the fourth foul on Worth.
So score now 49-46. Rager will go to line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Checking back into the game will be Gill, Wilkinson, and I believe that was number 12, Patberg. So Rager at the line for his free throw. 8 seconds left to go here in the game. First one on the way.
No good.
Havel comes away with the rebound and a quick foul called. Havel will go to the other end and shoot two this time.
Takes a little bit of the pressure off.
49-46.
Because you can make one shot, it's a four-point game.
6-7 left to go as Havel goes to the line. He has made his last handful of free throws.
Well, he's 9 out of 10. He's made his last one, 6 this quarter.
First one on the way, gets it to fall. Havel extends it back to 4. Checking into the game for the Aces, Gould and Martin come back in. Aces down by 4 now. Havel looking to put it at 5. 2-possession game.
He
gets
does.
It to go. Coach Havel wants a timeout. We'll take a 30. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. Salukis lead at 51-46. This is Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
6.7 seconds left to go in the game. Aces down by 5, 51-46 in favor of the Salukis.
Yeah, the thing about it is Mount Carmel still has two timeouts, so if they would score quickly here, you could get a timeout. But one thing you don't want to foul is and the five-point lead with 6.7, you should be able to hold on. But strange things happen sometimes.
And if you're the Salukis and Coach Havel talking to his players, you don't want to foul on the shot. Yep. If it's a hard, yep. If it's down in the paint and they're going up for the shot, let them take it.
Looks like the Salukis could put a little bit of pressure on maybe to take a little bit longer to get the ball up the floor.
Stip gets it across the timeline and quick timeout called there by Coach Buss. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 4.6 seconds left to go on the clock. Coach Buss wanted to get a little bit better positioning on the floor, so called that timeout right as he got it across half-court line. So it's hard telling what he's wanting to do here. Probably going to look for Doan to take the shot here.
Well, it's got to be a quick shot because you're down 5 with 4.6 to go. So you got to make it, whether it's a 2 or a 3, it's got to be made. And then you got one timeout. You know,
and in previous years, as I've saw helping out with the Mount Carmel crew, Brett Doan, a phenomenal three-point shooter, and he's proved that today. So I look for him to take this shot here within the next second. 4.6 left on the clock. Yep. He takes that shot, and then Coach Buss calls an immediate timeout.
I'd guard the perimeter, would not be so concerned inside, because inside it's only a two-pointer.
So,
but I mean, at 4.6, if you're down 5 and have the ball, it is a long shot, but, you know,
Salukis
we'll see.
Playing no fouls here on this shot. Stiff will be the inbound man. Gets it into Rager. Rager pulls up from the sideline. No good off That's the side it. Of the rim. Goes over the backboard, and they will let time expire. Salukis win it here in the first game on the first day. 51-46 over the Golden Aces. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with the post-game show right here on The Legend.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, of service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Salukis win it here on the first game of the first session here, 51-46 over the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. It'll be a tough loss there for Coach Buss, but come back here later on today and take on their second opponent, hopefully to come back.
That'll be Teutopolis. So
it'd be a tough game Teutopolis is out there warming up here to take on another tough team, Marshall, as we're looking out there. Both teams very competitive, but tall Teutopolis is going to be tough to beat. I'll go ahead and send it over to you for some post-game stats and scores.
We'll take a look at the final stats for the Radio Salukis. They were 15-41 from the field compared to 18-41 for Mount Carmel. The Salukis did hit five threes in the second half, which helped a lot. But they were 15 of 19 from the free throw line. In the fourth quarter, they were 10 of 11. Mount Carmel, 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Mount Carmel out-rebounded Rayo 28-18, but the Salukis came up with some big rebounds there in that fourth quarter and second half. But only 7 turnovers for Red Hill and 14 for Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel at 10-9 at the end of the first quarter, 25-20 at the break, and still had a 5-point lead, 36-31 entering the fourth quarter. Red Hill tied it at 38 and then went ahead 41-38. After the game was tied at 43, the Salukis went up 47-43 and finally extended with those free throws down the stretch to win at 51-46. Parker Havel had 14 points. Connor McKinney, 9. Havel had 11 points there in the fourth quarter. McKinney with 9. Nathan Worth with 13, two big threes in the third quarter. Drew Moore had 8 points all in the first half. Drake Allen had 7 points in the second half for their total of 15. Players in double figures from Mount Carmel lost 15. Their first game in the tournament for some time. You know, they always started out against the Mount Carmel or an Alney or Totopolis, Marshall, but they pick up a win 51-46 over the Mount Carmel in this ball game, and they'll look forward to coming back at 7:30 tonight against LIC foe in the Marshall Lions.
And look for the Salukis to be here for the second game for a little bit, looking at the Marshall Lions, kind of scouting them out a little bit, seeing what they're all about. It looks like they go pretty deep in the roster, so probably a pretty decent matchup there later tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll be probably a better matchup than what T-Town would be. But, you know, they play Marshall first and go from there and see what happens. I know that Coach Havel has to be pleased. The Salukis are 2-0. It's the first time they've been 2-0 for a long time. When you get into these games like this, it's what you want to look for. And they played a really good ball game today, I think. A lot much better than they did against Sisney. But then again, once you get one game under your belt, it's going to be a little bit different. So that really helped them when they had that first game. And here comes Coach Havel. And don't want to hold him too long. And he wants to see some of his second game. And congratulations on a big win. You're 2-0, but the first time you won the first game in the Capital Classic in, you know, a number of years. But assess your team's play. I think it was, you know, it was really from beginning to end, it was a pretty solid ball game.
Yeah, it's a good win for us, and it's a stepping stone of you know, trying to meet one of our first goals, and it was important to grab this game. You know, I thought I kind of felt like the first half we had some missed opportunities, and then they went on a decent run, but then I thought we kind of weathered the storm and got into halftime with some, you know, key kids and some foul trouble. So we were a little concerned, and we had to discuss rebounding the ball better, we thought, and two, we had to discuss how we were going to try to defend them better, because we knew what they were going to try to do going into the game. And Rager's a monster inside. I mean, he's 6'3", very physical, strong. I think he's taller than 6'3", and he's a tough match, and he puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And, you know, they got Doan running off doubles all the time. But I thought when we made our run, we guarded a lot better. We were dropping down. We were helping better. And every kid out there had key moments, I thought, for us. I mean, Nathan Worth hit some monster threes for us. And he does that all the time in practice. And, you know, at halftime, we told him, you know, you have to look to the basket. You have to look to score. And, you know, Parker had a good second half. Drew was typical for him. And Connor McKinney come down. He had some good drives and some big free throws. And Parker had big free throws late. And then Drake Allen us some post play and got his hands on some rebounds. It was just a collective unit, I thought, out there.
I thought I had them out rebounding at 28-18, but it was 18-8 at the half rebounding. So you managed the boards. You got some big rebounds. Like you said, a couple of big shots there. Parker with all of his free throws. I think you were 10 of 11 the fourth quarter for free throw line. So, you know, that's big. And you want Parker at the line probably. I mean, there's several of the other ones there, but Parker's been there good. But now you have to face a Marshall Lion team that you're probably a little bit question mark about what they're going to be like.
Coach and both teams here, T-Town and Marshall, they got brand-new coaches. So I'm kind of anxious to see what they do and how they're going to play. And like I said, they're – there's no easy games in this tournament on either side. You got to come to play. So, you know, we got to rest up and be excited about the win, but we got to turn our attention right now to Marshall and watching them and again, try to grab tonight's game.
We were looking about this roster. Tatopoulos has one player at 5'11". What's he doing on the team? It's not 6'4",
6'5". When I saw the program, it was just one of those things I just quit looking at that point because we don't play them until Saturday.
Yeah.
They'll be our concern Saturday morning, but we got to get to that point for them to be a concern.
Scout Marshall, and congratulations on this win. I know it's a nice win for you. I hope you want to build on it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Radio Saluki coach Brian Havel. The Salukis pull off a 51-46 win over the Mount Carmel Golden Aces here in this first game of the Lawrence County Capital Classic Red Hill site. So the Salukis will set their sights on tonight's 7:30 game against Marshall.
All right, and we'll go ahead and send it back for a two-minute commercial break and be right back with Player of the Game and wrap up. You're listening to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly. Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
This is Chantel at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. You know Bill Dobson Ford is a place to go for quality, technology, and integrity of Ford. But it's also the place to go for a great selection of used cars, services, tires, alignments, and maintenance. So whether you're in need of a vehicle or you have a vehicle with needs, Bill Dobson Ford will treat you like family. Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. Call 254-FORD.
It's that time now where we pick the player of the game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Rob, I think we both agreed over that break. It was kind of a no-brainer. Yeah. He hit 3 of 3 on threes today, two big ones there in the second half, kept pulling away with a couple shots here and there, multiple big rebounds, and I think it was a no-brainer. Number 20, Nathan Worth on the day for the Ford Tough Player of the Game.
I think so, Ford Tough Player of the Game, and the 6'6 junior. Really only his second varsity ball game, and he ended up with 13 points so after having two against Cincinnati. So, you know, and look at the Salukis. They've allowed 37 and 46. So they've allowed less than 100 points in their first two games. So that's a good thing on the defensive part.
Kind of struggled there in the first half, but they really kicked it in, as we saw against on Monday night against Cincinnati, and then just now in against Mount Carmel here. Second half team, it seems like. They go into the locker room. Coach Havel does whatever he does in there, gets them fired up, and they come out of swinging, and they knock them down. They penetrate the boards and drive the lane a lot more, and they get a little bit more physical on defense.
And one thing we didn't mention this time, there were three technicals against Mount Carmel, two against the players and one against the coach, and two of them came in the fourth quarter.
Yes, that is correct. One on Rager, and then early in the first half, I believe, it was on Brett Doan.
That was on something, and I think we I think we made one or two free throws there. Parker made one or two there, but he made all the free throws and shot all the technical free throws there in that second half, and or the fourth quarter. Like I said, at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I believe he had he went 11 of 12, I believe it was, wasn't it?
10 of 11 in the fourth quarter. He only made one basket, and that was a three in the fourth quarter. He had 11 of his 14 in the fourth quarter.
And he came in strong for us there. He had off of two of those free throws. He came back after we had got the ball back, came up top of the key, pulled up for three, tied it back up, and then came back down, and I believe it was Connor McKinney.
McKinney hit one of them. McKinney hit one, and then and Pavel, I might, could be the other way around, but the big three is there in the fourth quarter.
So that'll just about do it here for us here at the Red Hill site. Lawrenceville, tune in to Light 103 from the Lawrenceville site to catch the Lawrenceville game. They played first, and I believe Fairfield.
I think Lawrenceville's playing Fairfield.
Fairfield over there.
Dolly and Salem was the first game there.
So Lawrenceville-Fairfield game ought to be a nice tight game, as this one was, for Bill Schroed back at the studio, keeping us on air, twisting the knobs, turning the dials. Rob McKinley, we'll see you later. I'm Ryan Seed saying stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraw Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.